Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined in studio by senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, Rich Kirchen. So, Rich, I'm seeing that, and you're reporting that Generac executives are looking to capture a piece of the rapidly growing data center market. I wanted to get an update on the data centers in the area, latest on the sites in Port Washington, Mount Pleasant, and now Beaver Dam?
Yes, Beaver Dam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that I reported on last week. Yep, about 60 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So it's still in the southeast Wisconsin region, not in the corner of the southeast region down here. But just an example of data center developers are really scouring southeast Wisconsin for sites. And I talked a couple weeks ago with Missy Hughes, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation secretary, about, you know, why Wisconsin, why now? There is a sales and use tax break.
So there's incentives there.
There's that. There's some financial incentive. Then the two other things are there are enough flat kinds of surfaces where you can build a huge data center. And also there's access to power. And they're, in the case of Beaver Dam, they're working with Wisconsin Power and Light, which is part of Alliant Energy in Madison. In the case of Port Washington and Mount Pleasant data center projects, they're working with We Energies and American Transmission. American Transmission also involved with the Beaver Dam project. So, and there just seems to be an insatiable appetite right now because of the anticipated demand for a data center capacity from artificial intelligence.
Did Missy mention anything around climate and just the access to build in a climate that just we really don't have the hurricanes, the tornadoes, and the big weather events that some of the other states have?
Yeah, we did talk about that. So that's part of it. Although I think I just saw someone's going to build a big data center. You know, they're still building them in Texas and in places where they have hurricanes. The other weather thing here that you wouldn't think of if you didn't know a lot about data centers, which I didn't until about 9 months ago. It's cool here, and data centers require a lot of cooling. They have actually Johnson Controls has products, York brand chillers, that data centers, a huge market for those. But guess what? You don't have to run them as much or as hard in Wisconsin as you do in Arizona and Texas.
Yeah.
So that's yet another weather factor.
And what's the opportunity that Generac and other companies in the region are seizing here?
Yeah, well, everyone, if they're doing anything with data centers, they're mentioning it. You know, their
press
releases.
Let us have a part.
On their analyst calls. In Generac's case, they already make a backup standby generator for data centers, but for smaller data centers that are already out there. The big news that I reported yesterday is that they're going after the hyperscale data centers. So all these mega data centers, like in Mount Pleasant with Microsoft, whoever's going into Port Washington, Beaver Dam, they're going up all over the country. Generac has a separate company that they own in Italy that's been selling these on the international market. But the news is a more powerful generator is going to be available for the U.S. market by the end of this year. They see a huge growth opportunity.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, had some reporting around an area CEO that I thought had a really good analogy to describe what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. We'll tell you who it was, what it was. This is The Upswing, joined by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. You are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. So, Rich, obviously all area companies are keeping tabs on what's going on in Washington, D.C. One CEO had a pretty good analogy, I thought, to describe what's happening in D.C. The CEO at Snap-on you recently had an opportunity to sit down with.
Yeah, Nick Pinchuk. They're based in Kenosha. They have a big plant in Milwaukee. Snap-on makes professional mechanics tools for auto mechanics. So, as Nick says, they have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the auto mechanic world. Anyway, he actually made page one of the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago for a remark he made on their latest quarterly call. And he talked about President Trump's administration and just the flurry of news and activities every day. He said it's like being on Space Mountain at Disney World.
Wow.
You get in a car and you're in the dark and the cars go left and right, and abrupt turns. You don't know where you're going. So I followed up with him and said, you want to talk about that? And we did talk at some length. Yeah, he said the biggest thing is just sort of the uncertainty, and I've heard that from so many CEOs in manufacturing around the area. It's just keeping up with what's happening, you know, tariffs being the big thing, but
yeah,
a lot of different issues. He told me that they actually have a small team of employees who have a job of reporting to the C-suite every day.
Hmm.
What's going on in Washington and the Trump administration?
Yeah, and you know, CEO at age 78 to be in Space Mountain, you know, it's a dark rocket ship that's flying through. You know, to be able to manage those headwinds, that's a good thing. I mean, Snap-on, I think he had annual revenue of more than $5 billion last year too.
Yeah, they were sort of flat revenue, which is fine, you know, as far as the economy went last year especially for big ticket items, which is some of what they sell.
Yeah. Speaking of revenue, I wanted to look at Quad Graphics a bit. Obviously, the dynamics of commercial printing and revenue in that publishing sector continues to, you know, decline more so than on the upswing, if you will.
Oh.
Do you get any print magazines in the Kirchen household still?
You know, I think you asked me this ahead of time, so I had to think about it. I still get Motor Trend.
Right.
But I got to say, I'm disappointed because they switched from monthly to quarterly about a year ago. And so when it shows up now, it's like, oh, yeah, I still get that. But that's it. My wife, she mostly buys magazines at the store.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of that. I don't know. You're checking out and you see something that hits you, a headline or a photo. You're like, all right, I'm going to pick that up.
Yep.
We, for some reason, get Reader's Digest, and I'm not exactly sure how or why, but I believe it's printed by Quad Graphics locally here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Quad Graphics is one of the biggest, and it's a shrinking pie, commercial printers in the country and probably in the world. And Reader's Digest is they had announced not too long ago that they had signed a big contract and they printed here in Southeast Wisconsin. And in the past they don't say typically anymore which magazines they publish.
Okay.
They have in the past, done Hearst magazines like GQ, and Sports Illustrated. So, I mean, traditionally they've done a lot, but that industry has shrunk so much. I mean, there are a lot of titles that don't even exist anymore. And the ones that do are printing fewer copies. So Quad Graphics is in the midst of a multi-year effort to diversify their business, and they've been focused much more on marketing and advertising services.
Yeah, becoming kind of a large-scale marketing advertising shop that can work on a myriad of different campaigns and with different partners, not just print.
And in-store advertising has become a significant part of their business. They do end caps and displays and videos for grocery stores and other retailers.
Hmm. I do. I have a little side note. I mean, I do admire the creativity of Reader's Digest. For some reason, like, they have made that trend. They tried digital, and they tried that same clickbaity type mantra in print. The headlines are really big and they're doing some inspirational content. And obviously they're targeting people that they think, ooh, you may subscribe because we're going to send this to you for free, include something to subscribe within it. I haven't acted on it yet, but they keep sending it. So bring it on.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Share it with the family.
That's right. I share it with my mother-in-law down the street, too. She always enjoys it. All right. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. When we come back, we're going to swing into golf season, a couple updates in the area, and then tell you briefly about returnships at Brady. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. Rich, golf season is upon us, and paper had a couple updates on one indoor, one outdoor golf innovation, if you will, in Oak Creek and Pewaukee. What's happened at the old Willow Run Golf Club in Pewaukee?
Yeah, well, that's not necessarily innovation. It's more like demolition. The golf course property there at Willow Run is going to be redeveloped, Land by Label Development Company, 283 apartments, 160 single-family homes, and 42 single-family homes that'll be for rent, so it won't be owner-occupied.
Well, it's good to bring more housing to that area. I mean, that course has been there for a while, probably could use some upgrades, and to make it a holistic development that, you know, looks at some of the upgrades that are made just to the adjacent Ingleside Hotel there in Pewaukee. I think that, you know, that corridor, if you will, on 94 is ripe for expansion. You know, another area that's growing quickly is Oak Creek, for sure. And we're seeing another indoor golf venture pop up there.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't know how many months a year you golf, Jeff, but I would think at least, you know, 6 or 7 months you're indoors.
Yes.
If you're in Wisconsin golfing. So it's an indoor golf bar in Oak Creek on Rawson Avenue at the Rawson Avenue Business Center in Oak Creek. Golf Zone Golf Simulators and a full service bar.
There again.
Yeah.
Swing and Sip in Oak Creek.
Swing and Sip, yes.
I like to see the combination of the local and national change in the indoor golf space. And I think there's demand for that, for sure. And, hey, bring them on. Wanted to talk quickly here about returnships in Brady. You had a really good report about how Brady Corporation is looking to kind of bring back employees that have left the workforce, encourage them to get back into the workforce.
Yeah, Brady Corporation is on 65th and Good Hope in Milwaukee, and they have some other plants around the area. And they were looking at, in all companies that have engineers on their staff, manufacturers and others, struggle to, you know, attract and retain engineering talent. So as they brainstormed on this, they got onto the idea of returnships, and there are certainly some other companies in the area. Eaton Corporation, most notably, has had a returnship program for a while. But the idea is they're not so much talking about retirees coming back, but people who are more mid-career, whether they took time off to take care of elderly parents or you know, preschool kids, or maybe they left, you know, engineering to work in some other, you know, they became radio talk show hosts for a while and said, "Nah, I'm going
back. To go back.
I'm going back
the world.
To a real job in engineering." They sort of rolled it out quietly. I mean, it was mentioned on their LinkedIn, and they told employees about it. And last week, when I checked in with them, they had about a dozen candidates. It's 3 months. It's like an internship. It's 3 months and fully paid internship again for mid-career professionals. Yeah.
Creative recruitment strategies. Love to see it. Appreciate your time, always. Every other Wednesday, Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal.